American farmers depend on the commodities market. The smallest change in the price of grain can increase their profit or wipe it out. Corn farmers have done well in recent years, and some are using the cash in an effort to make themselves into players on the commodities market. They're investing in big grain bins, allowing them to hold on to their harvest until they get the price they want. Harvest Public Media's Kathleen Masterson reports.
Out on a windy winter day in central Iowa, Steve Dakin is standing in front of a grain bin he recently installed for a farmer. Dakin sells grain bins, but the name bin is a bit of a misnomer. They're the modern, souped-up version of a silo, big, hulking metal cylinders built on concrete floors. They can cost anywhere from $100,000 to close to $1 million. There are 7 grain bins on this farm, a few of which stand nearly 4 stories tall. And Dakin points to where he'll install another large one this summer.
He's going to put another one about where that wagon's at.
Same physical size as that one there.
The bins belong to corn and soybean farmer Larry Stolte, a quiet, seasoned farmer with neatly combed gray hair. If he takes his grain into a commercial elevator, he has to pay storage fees, and he has to sell the grain through them. But if he stores the grain on the farm, taking on more of the risk, he can play the market and sell to any buyer.
I have one source that lists probably 20 different locations. So at night I can go in on the computer and I can look that up and see who's got the best bids.
Stolte checks grain prices at nearby ethanol plants, grain co-ops, and large buyers like Cargill. By shopping around, he might only make 10 cents or so more per bushel. But for every 1,000 acres of corn with an average yield, that can translate into about $16,000. And sometimes a farmer really hits the jackpot, like Stolte did in 2008. That year, he bought a $100,000 bin. He says it paid for itself by that summer.
It was, what, 08 when things really took off. It's just because we had the corn at home in the bin. Otherwise, if we hadn't had the bin, it probably would have already been sold before the run-up.
He made as much as $3 more per bushel when prices skyrocketed. Now, that's not typical, but it's possibilities like that that make the risks worth it to some farmers. Not to mention some nice tax breaks that make reinvesting in the farm business a good shelter. On-farm storage has been rising steadily over the last 5 years. Nationwide, it's gone up at least 2% each year since 2008. Grain bin dealer Steve Dakin says he's been getting calls off the hook from farmers.
Last year we had 5 projects past $500,000. I can remember back in the 90s, if I had $500,000 for the business, I thought it was a big year. And we priced out a $600,000 one yesterday.
But commercial grain elevators say farmers might be overestimating the benefits of on-farm storage. Jim Magnuson is general manager of Iowa-based Key Cooperative, a commercial grain buyer.
If they're really honest about what it costs the electricity to run the fans, to own the bin, to make the repairs on the augers, you know, charging for labor to empty that bin out, you know, all those things that most farmers just ignore those costs.
Still, he doesn't begrudge farmers the opportunity to make a bit more cash. In fact, Magnuson says just about everyone in the industry is building more storage.
We're building a whole new facility at our Barn City location this year with upgraded legs and more storage and everything else. We've built a train loading facility at Newton with high speed, high capacity.
The last 5 years have seen some record corn yields, and trend lines show that's likely to continue. Both farmers and grain dealers know if too much corn floods the market, high prices won't last. But for now, they're eager to keep riding the wave. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Ames, Iowa.